Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
The following podcast is not real. It's just a bunch of human actors. One pretty famous one and three others who aren't really up to the task. And it's still sponsored by Cards Against Humanity, like an innocent child who just keeps putting the dead baby bird back in the nest. Want to send something to Foon? Take your laughably insufficient five-fingered human hand and scroll this on the package. Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. Cards Against Humanity will take it from there. And now, ready, set, listen.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, it's okay, just this one time. But this is what you need to know. About a year and a half ago-ish, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal through that portal from the Burger King into the tavern. That was a weird order. You, listener, you understand. It's coming from the Burger King through the portal into Foon, into my laptop. I don't know what happens at that point. I don't really know how Wi-Fi works. Look, I know you're listening to this podcast. You're really excited to get to the people besides me, but this is important. Every week, I host a podcast in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my best buds, my boon companions, my foon companions, my goon companions, my soon-to-be companions. Chunt, the king of the badgers.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. I dozed off a little bit during your intro.
I just wanted to get it
Does
right.
Does that make sense?
I just wanted to get it right.
Oh, you never
but
do.
But I did. I
you
finally
never
nailed
do.
It.
Well, that's debatable.
Sure. How have things been going with the Badger Kingdom?
Pretty good. As I mentioned last week, I was going to go undercover, be a little bit of an undercover king. So I
So when you wanted to go undercover, is it to find out what the common badger is thinking? Is it to, like, look for dissension among the ranks of the badgers?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this whole prank thing. I don't know why.
Yeah, the badgers.
It just feels like they don't respect me.
They don't seem to like you.
Yeah. A lot of times they'll just, like, while I'm talking, they'll make, like, fart sounds, and I'm like, mm-hmm. that's not your normal chitter chat.
I may be the only person that asks this follow-up question. Is it fart sounds with their mouth, or is it with their butts? How are they making the fart sounds? It's important to me.
One, this is the best you've ever been at interviewing. Two, it's on the worst subject.
Yeah.
Well, where is this the rest of the time, my man?
Sometimes you're just waiting for that topic to come along that really sparks your imagination, that you really want to know
Usually
more about.
Usually it's what's next, and then when we talk about farts, all of a sudden you become this, keyed in, compelling, interesting person.
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak.
Fiang Yalak.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoinius Maestar. Oh, and believe me, friends, listen now. For if you believe that you have heard all my names spoke aloud now,
I'm sure I have not.
Know that that is not true.
You have
for there
a lot
be
more.
Other names so secret, so precious.
Like Johnny Downstream.
So wonderful, like Johnny Downstream, as the blades of grass know me. Oh, These sweet, precocious, sweet little names. These little nothings whispered into a lover's ear. Aye, and then other names. Names of such dark import and terror that they would walk over to wherever you're sitting and, give you one of those purple nurples.
Ooh, wow. What's a purple nurple in Finn?
That's when they, pinch your nipples.
Do you not have nurples?
Well, first of all, purple nurples on Earth is the same thing, but I don't know if we have nurples. What is a nurple?
They're tiny little purple people. They're a little bit smaller than smorps.
Sure.
But they're very nice.
Uh-huh.
And it's very sad that a purple nurple has been named after them.
Sure.
It's such a mean trick to play on your friends.
Speaking of, I failed to introduce, speaking of farts from earlier.
Yeah.
Let's get back on track. Where did that fart come from?
I do dearly, dearly miss Gorgeous the Potato. Of course, you remember Gorgeous, my screaming potato companion.
Yeah.
So I used some of the dark magic I learned, and I created a farting peach.
Wow.
So
a farting peach.
Yeah. So say hello.
That makes me very hungry.
Say hello. This is Sugar Ray.
Hello, Sugar Ray.
Oh,
does it speak only in fart noises?
Yes. So you have to be attuned to.
That's right, Chun. You've been getting into dark magic.
Mm-hmm.
You started dabbling in it when Usador was briefly dead.
Yeah, I went to the Ruffled Feather.
And I talked like this. I said, hello, I want to know some dark magic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty good at voices. You'd never know.
Yeah, you would never know.
Because I can't be bothered a lot of times.
Yeah.
Oh, this peach is making me hungry. Three ales for the table and perhaps a side of lamb. Yes, a whole side of lamb.
Oh, have you visited? I know Choo Choo's Chow is probably where you want to eat most of the time, besides Vermilion Minotaur. Have you been to the Peach Pit? It's this diner that's pretty cool.
There's a diner called the Peach Pit in the Hog's Face?
Yeah.
Yes, in the middle of a giant peach.
It's mostly
obnoxious teenagers go there and worms.
Well, it used to be teenagers. Now they're mostly in their 50s or so, you know.
Yeah. Same haircuts, though.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Just a guess.
Okay.
Just a guess. Wait, something's going on with that. Something's going on with that side of lamb.
Side of lamb just came over to the table.
Whoa!
I am Genlevia, wizard of the sixth realm of Ephesius, mistress of nature and nurture, reviver of the springs of Gulmagit, seer of the prophecies of Temzit Mist, keeper of the sacred tome of Daedral, and two-time wizard choice Amor of nominee. The elves know me as Permain Ceritrit. The vampires know me as Beyonce Bloodlust. The tree folk know me as Opal Vine Witch. And upon the Isle of Migas, I am known as Ukasta Akafista. And if you ask me mine other names, unlike other people, I shall gladly share it, my children.
Wow.
Oh, beloved Genlevia, I can't believe you're here at the Vermilian Minotaur.
Don't touch.
Please take a seat. Get off that plate of lamb and take a seat.
Yeah, yes, that's amazing. That side of lamb turned into a wizard.
Well, I am the mistress of nature and nurture. Oh, I can transform not only to any animal, but any inanimate object as well.
Wow.
She's a wonderful wizard. Very talented. Yes.
So you're like a shapeshifter as well.
Well, yes.
I'm Chunt. Very nice to meet you. Enchanté.
Oh, you stink of dark magic.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Is that an enticing scent for a wizard, dark magic?
Well, I dabble. Oh. I dabble in all kinds of magic, and sometimes you just want some herring.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, my beloved Genlevia, can I get you a drink, please?
You said I have yet to forgive you.
Oh.
For containing me, remember, in the coffin?
Well, yes, but that was just part of our, wizardly tricks that are fun. Yes, it's how we impress each other. Like the bird's mighty plumage that he uses to seduce the female bird, I have used my wizardly power to entice you to come sit next to me at the Vermilion Minotaur.
Well, you do quicken my loins.
Oh, yes,
but I took a journaling pass through the mountains of Ixac.
Yes.
And I have come to the resolution that maybe we should not be together.
Ooh. That's a long journey. I know Ixac has a ravine. The Ixac Ravine, have you been there?
I have not. No.
Wow.
Very, very steep.
For a minute there, I was like, Usador and Genlevia sitting in a tree, literally, because the bar is inside a tree.
This bar is inside of a tree. It's true.
But there is trouble in paradise.
My love, I know not what to say, for I look upon thee in thy scarred face, and I cannot help but feel the love of a thousand suns burning within my chest.
When you stroke the cragged peaks of my cheeks, I do think that maybe we're meant to be together, but no.
Here, but sit for a while and speak with mine friends and get to know me in a different way. I shall retrieve you a drink, and I shall be right back.
Okay. He's going to go retrieve you a drink.
Oh, you're the weirdo.
I'm the weirdo?
Oh, yes.
This woman gets it.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? This is all filtered through Usador's perspective, right? Well, like, you meet, like, someone you're dating's friends. And you're like, rarely
a picture.
But yeah. The good thing is that if we broke up, I wouldn't have anything to do with either of you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah. Also, I didn't want to call it out, but it seems like you take pretty bold ownership. Your cheek peaks are beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, for someone whose face is very acid scars, you're still very attractive.
Well, as the mistress of nature and nurture, I think any form of living being is attractive and doable.
Yeah, sure.
So I have to love myself if I'm going to love everyone else, which is my job.
Wow. The topography of your face is just...
Thank
stellar.
You. If you were to drain the whole sea of Organistan, it would be literally the architecture of my right cheek.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Here, my love, I procured you pure water from the tallest waterfall in all of Foon, kissed by starlight.
It took you long enough.
No. Now let me convince you by turning myself into... a plate of pancakes.
Oh, yummy!
Oh. What happens if you eat? If you eat?
Oh, this is just foreplay.
Oh, well, wow.
Sorry. When she started to cut into the pancakes, I hopped away.
Yeah.
Well, the tension does get large.
It is foreplay, but let's be honest, he's just a half stack.
Well, as the mistress of nature and nurture, I have several kinds of magic that are available to me.
Details.
Yes, yeah. Well, one of my buttholes does produce the thing that I use to channel my magic.
Talking.
I know, finally. Oh my gosh. This is the kind of subject matter that butthole I'm talking about.
Well, I don't make potions. I make potions.
Potions?
Yes. So in order to make a spell, I have to imbibe certain kinds of herbs, spices, any kind of thing. So, part of my lover here, Usador.
Sure.
And then out the other end comes a tincture or a salve or whatever texture comes out.
A salve.
Oh, he's missing a chunk.
Yeah.
That will grow back. I'm not worried about it. My dear, have you told them about the time that you freed the elves of the Keltane Forest? This is a wonderful story.
No, we were actually in the middle of hearing about potions until you interrupted us.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was a plate of pancakes, so I was not listening.
He was through my intestinal tract.
Yes, it
was a lovely. You have a very fine touch.
I do what I can.
I went on a walkabout. I like to walk.
Yeah.
And I went into the forest, and the elves were most of them were depressed.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of ennui. Basically, they didn't have to work. And I said, there need to be problems here.
Yes.
Yeah.
She created problems for them.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that they had something to live for, something to strive for, much as the way I strive to defeat the Dark Lord. Every day I do wake up at a direct 90-degree angle, shoot out of my bed through my chimney fully clothed, and then I do walk across Foon or ride atop Grimhoof and learn of secret spells and incantations that may help me defeat the Dark Lord. But what would be better than defeating him with my sweet love at my side? Genlevia, I must ask you this question once again,
which I have asked you many times.
Will you join my quest to defeat the Dark Lord?
Oh my gosh. He proposed a quest to her on one knee.
You know, I have commitment issues about questing. You know this about me.
I know. I know.
Maybe I'm just a modern guy, but like, you can't just surprise someone.
Are we all modern?
Proposing going on a quest?
I really could have used a scroll or something to set this up.
Oh. Yeah, you should talk about it a little bit beforehand, whether she's interested in the quest.
At least get me drunk.
I think it's like all I talk about, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's why I don't see you anywhere except the astral plane. I mean,
Well, I'm very busy, and you're very busy, you know, protecting all of the nature here in Foon, and I'm very busy questing about learning, you know, runes. I learned some great runes this week.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Yeah, give us one of your favorite runes.
Well, there's this one.
Oh.
That one probably does something awesome.
Well, you want me to eat it and see what comes out?
Sure. Right.
This is my favorite party trick.
Oh, look. a small gopher.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, that wasn't what I expected, but it's delightful nonetheless.
Well, yeah. I was born of gopher, so it has to be close to my heart.
Yes, very true.
Yes.
As I love the birds, sweet Genelivia doth love the gophers as well.
Oh, yes. I was born from a pool of massacred gophers.
You're kidding me. That's amazing. I've been a gopher before.
Really?
Yeah, I was a gopher, and I was on this sort of...
This boat?
I'm sorry?
You're on a boat?
What do you mean?
This loving boat?
He's as awful as they say.
I was in the middle of a story. I was recalling a memory. And do you see this oaf interrupted me?
No, I see this. I don't know this methodology of whatever these instruments are, but I do know the rudeness.
Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm sorry,
Chuck.
All right.
Finish your
telling a story, I'm all right.
Would you like a journal? I have several left.
Yes, that'd be amazing.
Okay, good.
Yes, thank you.
Put your thoughts in there.
Thank you. That's brilliant. I'll write it down in my journal, and then Arnie can read it at his leisure.
Is it possible for me to have a journal?
I don't think I would entrust you with anything deep or meaningful. And also, I don't think you have anywhere to go emotionally. I mean, no offense.
Now,
burn.
Now, Genelivia, I must take umbrage at what you have just said.
What?
For Arnold has traveled here from another world.
Oh.
He is the most magical of beings that we have e'er encountered. We know not of his world, and he may be integral to defeating the Dark Lord.
Name one thing he can do that no one here in Foon could do.
I can tell you everything that happens in every season of Fringe. I know that doesn't mean anything to you guys. And also, like, everything. Probably not everything. But I can give you a pretty good comprehensive recap of, like, like a broad scope of season by season of Fringe. Less the first season. But you don't really need to know a lot about the first season. Really, like the last couple episodes.
Sure, these nonsensical words must have some magic power that we just don't understand yet.
I don't think... You know what, Usador? This reminds me of the Halls of Tarakas, when you would take any wizardling under your wing, however broken or repugnant.
And the last season is not so great. But I can... So I wouldn't spend a lot of time recapping the last season of Fringe. But the middle stuff... And no one else here could do that.
Are you still talking about the thing that we definitely moved on from?
Oh, sorry. You know what? Let's take a quick break. I just, even if you guys aren't going to listen, it's just like, I got it built up in me. I'm just going to go find a private place. I just got to release the rest of this Fringe stuff I need to talk about. But we'll be right back.
Always going on about Joshua Jackson.
So, Genelivia, I am so excited to finally meet you. I really am. Usador talks about you so much, and he's my friend, and I care about his personal life, and, like, if he's seeing someone, I want to meet him.
I mean, are we seeing each other, Arnie?
Well, I'm married.
I'm sorry.
I'm married.
I'm seeing you. I can't... When I look at you, you are so rivetingly deformed in a way that
what?
I cannot
Thank
think
you.
Of anything else.
Thank you.
I mean... Ugh. Oh, gosh.
You should love everything in nature, and Arnold, even Arnold,
it's true.
Is part of nature.
Well, my job is to spread magical energy to everything in the world, and that involves intercourse or therapy, anything. I'm available to any animal, any rock, any inanimate object.
I don't want to make any assumptions about what you're saying, but I just want to make sure I'm hearing what you're saying. Are you saying...
You're an inanimate object.
No, are you saying you have sex with anything?
I mean, if they need it.
If they need...
I am a force of energy. There is only one of me in existence.
Oh, absolutely.
And to heal in a natural way, I have all my orifices, and they all need to be used.
Sure. Another and if you're going to have some natural healing, a lot of times it can be sexual healing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I've had many a badger, but you seem to be someone new.
Well, let's get it on.
Okay. Wait, right now?
What would happen? So, John, if you had sex with Genelivia, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting... I should ask if I can call you by just your shortened version of your name.
I think you should say my whole name.
I'm sorry, would you remind me of your name?
I am Genelivia, wizard of the sixth realm of Ephesius, mistress of nature and nurture, reviver of the springs of Gulmabagit, seer of the prophecies of Temzidmis, keeper of the sacred tome of Daefrol! Oh, and two-time Wizard's Choice Award nominee. The elves know me as Permaine Zorithree. The vampires know me as Beyonce Bloodlust.
Formation.
Excuse me?
No, why would you interrupt the guest?
I just said something I can't.
Formation?
Well, forget it. I'm not finishing.
This is what I've been talking about.
It's very rude.
Isn't it infuriating?
I don't know how you put up with this. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Would you want him murdered?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Come on. I I tried to save you. I
Isidore, didn't. Come on. He's been here long enough.
I don't think you did anything to save me, actually, but that's all right.
I won't force you to choose between us yet.
I could not choose between you. I love you with all my heart, and I love Arnold like a son. He's like a small child that doesn't know his way through the world yet. And I have taken him under my weaning. Yes, he is broken, and yes, he'll never be normal. He'll never be okay.
No.
But, and Usador, I don't think of you as a father, but I do think of you as like an uncle.
Oh.
An uncle. Yeah, that's about right.
What sort of uncle?
Not my favorite uncle.
All right.
But you know what? I don't, you know, like one that I like, I have a lot of affection for.
How many uncles do you have?
I have 9 uncles.
What?
Oh, well, good.
That is a lot of uncles.
There's a lot of uncles.
Good Vanya. I mean,
I have 8 uncles on one side and 1 uncle on the other side.
I do admire your large family. As a wizard, we do not have parents.
Nay.
I was sprung fully formed from, as I said, a massacred pile of gophers.
Yeah.
And greasy guts everywhere. It was awful. And
were they grimy as well? Grimy gopher guts?
Very grimy. It was disgusting. And, you know, sometimes that sense memory comes back to me when I regress. Sometimes I have to go back to being in a nation state and just spring forth, and it energizes my sexual energy.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Genlevia.
Yes.
I could not choose, so do not make me do so.
No, I said I wasn't.
You said not yet.
That was so 2 minutes ago. This is why you don't listen to me.
No, I do listen. You change your mind all of the time.
True.
I understand that nature doth grow and change at all moments, and that I cannot expect you to be constant, nor that I can expect you to be faithful, nor can I expect you to be present in my life on a daily basis. But yet I love you nonetheless, and I accept you as you are.
On the astral plane, between 12 and 4 a.m., I am completely devoted to you. So you will take all of the pertinent information that you just said back. Three or four of those lines.
Fine. I take it all back.
Usador, I know you can just be there, you know, between 12 and 4 for some astral play, but you gotta, you know, who are you in the morning?
Thank you.
Right?
I think, actually, maybe this broken man can help us with our relationship, because I would like to move forward.
I would like to move forward as well.
14, I do. I look 14 centuries in the future, and I see maybe estrangement.
Even
Even
a broken man is right twice a day.
Well, do you have a...
That took a while to get out, huh?
Yeah.
I already was right once.
And generally, if I'm hearing you right, I mean, it seems like, you know, you have sex with whatever in nature needs sex. You know,
that's my job.
Yeah, you get naughty by nature, but I feel like Usador just needs to accept that. It sounds like there's some jealousy that you're being a little green.
It really is. When I specialized in the Halls of Tarakas, you said, oh, go forth. That sounds like a good specialty. And now I'm sensing a little bit of maybe some physical... You're absolutely right, Badger.
Yeah. Oh, my name is Chunt. Yes, okay. Thank you so much. I mean, whatever you want to call me, as long as...
We will have sex later, and then we'll figure it out.
Oh, that would be amazing. And just to answer what I think your question was going to be earlier, of what would I change into if I had sex with Genlevia, I think it would be... a motherfucking hero. I mean, I think
I'd
be...
You don't have to change into anything. Oh, no, no. I will just scale my body to the size of you, and we will...
That would be amazing.
That's how my magic works.
Thank you so much. That's so courteous.
It really is.
To scale your body to have sex with someone, that is as nice as it gets. That's as good as it gets.
Would you have a problem with that, Usador?
Of course.
You would?
Of course, it is difficult for me, but I've come to accept it. I admit that... In some ways, though, I am a divine demigod made flesh... that I feel some jealousy, for I do covet those who are able to receive thine love all times.
It's so hard to know what the healthy thing to do in this situation is. Like, on the one hand, this
it
is
really
who she
is.
This is who she is. This is what she does.
This is my specialty. Now, listen, I would not have any kind of relation were you to request it with this badger, but I do sense that he does not have a lot of self-esteem. He is not respected by his peers. I see
absolutely,
an imbalance
yes.
in his aura, and I could only provide my magic to maybe balance that emotional imbalance out.
I understand, and I do not want you to change, but I do wish that we could find more time together to... spend quality time.
What would you do? What, say I were available 2-3 more days of the month.
Yeah, Usador, what would you do? Go into specifics.
If we had 2-3 more days a month.
Yes.
We would gather a party of dwarves and elves and men, the strongest warriors in all the land. And we would go partway on the quest, and then you could go, and then we'd like stay put, and then you'd come back later in the month when you had those 2-3 days again, and we continue on our quest. Aye, and we would go all the way to that dark fortress of the Dark Lord, and you and I side by side would hold hands as we did slay him.
Wait a second. Did you just turn our date into a work date?
Damn.
Chunt?
Yes.
Get
yes.
naked now.
I already am. Oh. I mean, let me pull out some tufts of fur.
Not necessary.
He looked like a mole rat from the front. That's very attractive.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if I can have rage sex right now. This is just too upsetting.
No, Chunt, also, you know what? The only person in this whole situation that I actually don't approve of in this is you.
What?
Look, I get it. Genlevia, this is what she does. This is who she is. Usador, he's conflicted about what to do about it. But you're not. You shouldn't want to have sex with your buddy's girlfriend.
You know, I didn't, and then I saw her face, and it's so mountainous, and so there's so many peaks and valleys.
Can you imagine stroking the crags? I mean, there's very sharp, some of them. If I don't oil it with a little bit of a jojoba.
I want to stroke the crag.
Chunt.
I want to stroke the crag.
Chunt. Goons before poons, okay?
Arnold, one, I hate you for saying that.
It's Arnie. And you're right.
Two, you misunderstand.
Goons before poons?
Look, it's
really.
It's not my fault that that's what rhymes.
I don't
it's
know
not if, a saying here.
No,
it's
not it a saying anywhere. Let's be clear. I don't know if this has ever happened on the show before, but you need to take a walk.
Okay.
Go take a walk.
All right, I will.
Walk out.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right, I'm going to take a walkabout.
Think about what you said.
I was in the middle of a numbered list, but I suppose I'll wait for Arnold to return.
No, please continue.
No, the second thing I was going to say is I did appreciate him sticking up for me. Although he was misguided in the way he went about it, if a chunt can't help but being chunt any more than Genlevia can help being Genlevia. I see now the error of my ways. I have been too drawn into mine work and too distracted from my love. And if you may allow it, I would like to amend my answer to your previous question.
I would be open to hearing alternative plans.
If I were to be granted a mere 2 extra days with you per month, on these 2 days, we would ride a gondola down the streams of Telethpow. And then, once we arrived at the forest of Glenpoo, we would spend 48 hours holding each other, caressing one another, kissing each other gently upon the cheeks. Any animals that did come near us would be healed by the magical wonder of our coitus.
It would be magical.
Yes.
Physical and...
And then, at the end of that 48 hours, I would suddenly and unexpectedly turn into a loaf of challah bread.
Oh, you touch my buttons as no one does. All right, Usador. I will refrain from having intercourse with your friend.
Oh, man.
He will remain low self-esteem and not respected by anyone around him. And I will accept this proposal.
The best part is... You don't have to not have sex with Chunt.
Aww.
Oh, that's
thank you.
Sweet, but I don't want to anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was just walking by, and I swear I heard someone say you touched her buttons.
Oh.
I'm going to walk away again.
I'm really glad you came back for
worth
that.
Worth it?
I'm going to go on another walk.
You know, Chunt, in the halls of Taragas, I did have a brief fling with Spintax.
Ooh.
And yes. Similarly, we had to work through some issues, or Usador and I, but... To be honest with you, since I saw him at the first day of school, I knew that he and I were intertwined, soul-wise.
How wonderful.
And despite his sometimes occasional bad breath and bluster that will not stop, I do find him to be enticing.
I have been described as bloviating!
Oh. Well, if you're Taracus Hall sweethearts, I don't want to break that up.
Yes. But, you know, I do know a nymph or two that could maybe affect... Ooh. They could affect your imbalance in a small way. I'll just need 3 or 4 human children to sacrifice and bring them through.
Okay.
Great. So if you could arrange for, I don't know, a 3 or 4-year-old...
Whoa. Hey, sorry. I'm sorry. I know. I went on a little walk, and I heard you guys were talking about more child death. Hey, that happens. But I don't approve of it. No child death on this show.
Well, I am the mistress of nature and nurture, so you cannot do anything to me. I'll just turn you into dust.
Well, she will, too.
Ooh, all you'd be is dust in the wind.
Oh, I would conjure a wind, and it would be, yes.
Yeah, gust him away.
Well, look, I still got to take a stand. And if that means that I'm going to get obliterated...
Are you going to actually take a stand? Because that would count as a step.
We can do it right after the show.
Well, listen, Arnold...
It's Arnie, but... Yeah.
I don't like that one. I think that if you are going to take away the second opportunity, me having intercourse or summoning nymphs with three or four children of a preschool age, you have to go into the forest and find the special mushroom that will be able to fix Chun's problems, because really, he cannot go on like this.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be the king of the badgers. I mean, you are a weak, weak man.
Thank you. That's how I feel. I feel weak.
I think inside of you, you have potential.
Yeah, I feel like, here's how I feel. I feel like I'm the king, and I feel like I'm like walking around and everyone's like, oh, we love your clothes. And I'm like, I'm not wearing any clothes. Mm-hmm. But I feel like everyone's, you know, just kind of pretending that I'm some sort of emperor with, you know, mm-hmm. fresh clothes.
And then a small child is like, that king is naked. And everyone's like, oh, my God, he's naked in front of this child. And then they arrest you.
Is that not illegal in your world?
It is illegal. I'm got confused by my own metaphor.
Anyway, so go into McShinglefangshang Forest and find there will be a golden mushroom on the night of the fourth whole moon.
And don't eat. Last week you ate a mushroom that just made you bigger. We don't need that again, okay? Until I hit you and then you shrunk back down to normal size. Don't eat the mushroom that makes you bigger. You don't need that.
Okay. No, it's gold. It has to be defecated on by four or five golden elk.
Oh, wow.
Yes, in order to produce.
Can I have a journal? This is a lot. I need just to write this down.
Okay, you can have a journal. Here.
Okay, thank you.
Don't put any thoughts in it. I don't want to hear them.
I have very few. Okay.
Directions, no thoughts.
I'm going to go find this stuff.
No. You're going to bring it back to me, and I'll make a potion of it, and then we'll feed it to Chunt.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect. I'll go find this stuff, and you guys are just going to have to do emails.
Wait, shouldn't we wrap up the show first? I will. Chunt. Arnold is gone, and now is the time when we normally read email!
That's the best that segment's ever gone.
It's a great introduction.
He has such heft to his voice.
Absolutely.
And it's at the peak of coitus, it is quite a thing.
It's hefty. And I feel like Arnie's is
wimpy. Would you have an email you would like to read?
Yes, I have an email here. This is from Nika Festin. Hey, this is to chun@gmail.com, chun with six T's. Says, Hail Badger King. Hello, Your Highness. I'm so hooked with this podcast. I'm only on the 65th episode, and I really hope you don't die. I don't.
No,
turns out.
You do not.
I also wanted to say something to my fellow Earth people who keep saying bad things to Arnie. Fuck you guys back. Oh, somebody stood up for Arnie.
I'm glad he's not here to hear that.
I might have murdered her.
Okay. That might be an email first. Mm. Let's agree not to tell Arnie about that. I love the three of you. P.S. I'm still halfway through memorizing all of Usador's names.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, look, there's one on Arnold's phone, too.
Oh,
why don't you read it?
I lift this contract? Oh, how dense and, evil. Dark magic.
Yes, clearly.
A lot of dark magic. This is from a Shenny Hoffman. Hey, Arnold and Choo Choo. Heart, so sorry to hear about Usador's untimely demise. What?
Oh, I was dead for a little while, but I'm fine.
Oh, you didn't know?
You should call. You should astroplane to me. Why would you not tell me that you're almost dead?
I was trapped in the Stone of Azrael.
What? Again?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
She didn't know? Your ass better call somebody next time that happens.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
You have no idea how to navigate a mature relationship. You need to listen to this.
Their relationship's going to degenerate.
All right. I'm alive. It's fine. Everything's fine. We'll talk about this later.
We will.
Yes, we will.
I don't really know how things in Foon work as I live in Washington, D.C., and I am no expert. And do you guys have necromancers? I'll bet if you can find some of the copious amounts of blood Usador's been collecting, you can make a decent sacrifice. Again, not an expert in the laws of dark magic. Do not give the necromancer your own blood! They will own your soul! Star!
Oh, necromancers are the worst. They leave hickeys, and you're just like, stop romancing my neck.
This
like,
Earth person knows a lot about necromancers.
I suspect that Shenny is really not what she seems.
Ooh, very possible.
Destroy this email after Omen. I do not like this. She leaves, there's a small yellow man here with little jazz hands.
Who is that man?
Look! After the hugs! Exclamation point.
Is that Can the Wizard? Terrifying.
Oh, we've Can. Do you know Can?
Oh, yeah, we've met
unfortunately.
Can. He is the worst.
Right?
Oh, snooze fest.
Of all the people in Tarakas, I would not do anything with him.
Yeah.
Study hall, I would call in with shingles. Mm-hmm. Any kind of bubonic plague excuse to not be his study partner.
Yeah. Fair enough.
What's going on in here?
Oh. Can!
Ugh.
Have you been here the whole time?
I believe I have.
forever and ever, but also never.
Oh.
What? Why are you rhyming all of a sudden? So, is that your thing?
Is the worst.
No, it's just more of this confusing. He's alive all the time or none of the time.
And there are so many of them, and all of them are irritating.
Right.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm just passing through. I just wanted to say, you totally would. You totally would. You totally do me. But don't worry about
Ken,
it. You probably
we've talked
have,
about this.
You probably
not
have at some point, and I've forgotten.
It. Not one version.
I've
not
forgotten, but I'm sure it's happened.
Nobody likes you, dude.
He's really awful. I would have 50 spin taxes.
Yeah.
Before even sharing a plate of spaghetti with you, Ken.
To be honest, so would I.
What?
Yeah, sorry. The blue and yellow team don't love it anymore.
Just please move along, or tell us a story that might make us sympathetic to you.
Yeah, we'll give you one shot. Tell us a story that makes us sympathetic towards you. Mm-hmm.
Well, as you know, I am a master of time and space, and I have lived so long that I have wrapped around the time of Foon numerous times, so I have met myself many times.
Is that a masturbation joke?
It sounded like it.
Yes, you have me.
That doesn't make me. That doesn't make me sympathetic. Get out of here!
Absolutely
All
no
right.
sympathy.
I'm going to go into the woods and look at my genitals.
Oh, boy! I hope he doesn't run into that Arnie guy because that combination might actually kill the whole forest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Weirdly,
yes.
I think they'd be best friends. Here, I have one more email.
Oh, one
here.
More email. Okay. Okay.
This is from Jesse Pereira. Thank you, dear Arnie, Chet, and Usador. Yay, I accidentally stumbled upon your podcast a couple months ago and some change ago, and since then my whole family has been infected with it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, how sad.
That's so sorry. I'm so sorry to hear you're infected.
You murdered people. Congratulations.
Infected does not mean they're necessarily dead. They might just be sick.
That's
they're
true.
Dying.
You should have sex with their family.
No, I'll just have a potion. I'll send it over.
Ah,
give
great.
Me an address.
I think my mom is on her third time through, and my brother, 13, hasn't quite caught up yet. Wow, what a huge...
That's a strange name for a boy, 13.
Yeah, that is a strange name for a boy. I just wanted to say a huge thank you to all of you for bringing Usador back by sheer willpower and probably magic. UC, I missed you so much. Sorry, Arnie and Chunt. Also, thanks for the excessive weirdness you've brought to my family. P.S. Arnie, keep your chin up, buddy. I'm sure Chunt and Usador are only mean because they love you. That is true. I love Arnie so much. I adore him. He's my best friend, and I am mean to him because I love him.
I love him like... A nephew.
Yeah.
I'm apathetic.
Fair enough.
Usador, I cannot get over it. All these people, they don't really know you, and yet they were able to be informed about this horrible thing that you went through that you didn't even send me a note. You didn't astral plane. You didn't send a crow or an eagle. No, no, nobody told me.
I'm so sorry. Oh. I'm so sorry, please.
I'm so betrayed.
I was embarrassed. You see, before I was trapped in the Stone of Azrael, I became a vampire a little bit.
It's a whole thing.
What?
Yeah, well, it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for a wizard to be turned into a vampire.
It is unattractive. It is one of the lesser. I mean, even though the vampires do call me Beyonce Bloodlust,
Formation!
Is he coming back?
Oh, human actors, goofing with their friends around a table, the panic they're going to feel when their 40s hit. Usador the Lighter Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt, the King of the Badgers, was played by Adil Rafai, who's either never seen the Love Boat or chose to leave his friend exposed and vulnerable. Jen Livia the Red was played by special guest Felicia Day. Felicia is the author of the best-selling memoir You're Never Weird on the Internet, Almost, and will be starring in the revival of Mystery Science Theater 3000 next year. Yes, a very accomplished performer cornered into talking about magical poops. Keep a spot on the shelf free for that Peabody Award. Can the Wizard, we're really crediting this like it's a different character, was played by Arnie Niekamp. Who says that Kevin Spacey online acting course doesn't work wonders? Well, Craig, that's all the sass I can pump out. Care to finish up?
Oh, great. Craig again. What would we do if Craig didn't read the outro stuff?
Trisha, I forgot you were here on the space station with us. And now I'm actively forgetting again. Craig, could you please?
Sure thing. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arne Niekamp, Evan Chikover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and of course, thanks to Earwolf. Exciting news, Magic Tavern is part of San Francisco Sketch Fest coming up on January 29th. We'll be performing with Michael Hitchcock, so if you're in San Francisco or if you can get to San Francisco, get your tickets to Sketch Fest right now at sfsketchfest.com. I was actually kind of hoping that maybe I could go, so who knows, maybe you'll see me there if we can get me down to Earth just temporarily. Even just temporarily would be great. What do you think? Oh, he left. Okay. Great.